First Corinthians 3. We are looking at increase, and recently God has been talking to us about on the subject of increase and the details of increase. And not just for the church, but as individuals. Maybe sometime later in the year, this last year, where, and earlier this year, we looked at personal growth, and where I taught you to be ambitious, right? Remember? Yeah, you've got to be ambitious. Right? But this is more in terms of ministry. First Corinthians 3, we are looking at increase. God gives the increase, and so I take the increase. Yes, increase is mine in all my endeavors. I'm not stunted. I am not rooted to the ground. I move. I move forward by the Holy Ghost. Yeah. In 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave increase. In verse 9, he said, for we're laborers together with God. God's husbandry, God's building. I mentioned that. That's a play of words on God's holy place. That's Eden and the tabernacle. God's husbandry, God's building. At verse 10, according to the grace of God which he has given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another builds upon. So Paul uses two words or two illustrations for the work of ministry. He uses planting and watering. Then he uses the laying of foundation and the building upon. Right? Come on. Are you with me? So he uses planting and watering, which is, if you look at the agricultural, that fits. Then he uses laying of foundation, which is that the foundation is Christ. And he uses building. Another lays the foundation, another builds upon. And I said something 2 weeks ago, last week, I can't remember. I said, you cannot be half-baked. You must plant and water. I know in Corinth, he said, I planted, Apollos watered. But that's not the norm. In fact, in Romans, I think chapter 15, Paul was talking about how he did not build another man's work. Because in the work of ministry, you must prepare to plant. No, you don't expect another person to water it for you. That means when God gives you a mandate and he gives you an instruction, you ensure you see it to the end. Whether it's for the collective, all of us, or it's your personal. You know, God can give you personal instructions, right? Right? You know. You see to the end. I don't stop halfway. So he uses two words, building and planting. And in both, you plan. You plan. In planting, you plan. He literally has plan in it. So you look at the seed, you look at the kind of soil, you plan, when is it going to germinate? All of us did that experiment when we were in primary school, right? Beans. Right? And you go and check it every day. As though the beans will literally bring out beans. Yeah, some people don't brought out beans. I uprooted mine before I could bring out anything. I'm better now. Amen. After I checked the third day and the thing was still doing, I said, oh, this one is not serious. It's not a serious seed. So I uprooted it out of anger. I still remember very well. Then I planted another one, did the same thing again. But I'm not uprooting anymore. Amen. I see to the end. Amen. So, Paul used very interesting. So, in planting, you also plant. The amount of years it takes those of you that know about agriculture very well now, very well, there was a time you wanted to start doing rearing chicken. So, the amount of time it takes to plant, how do you plant rice? I've never been to a rice farm. Just thinking about that, I should do that maybe next month. I'll find one. I've not seen where they were planting. Yeah, they're planting rice. Have you seen one? Who has been to a rice farm before? And you eat rice every time. Before you know it, you say, give me two portions. but you don't know how it's coming to the country. All right, so let's find out. All right, so orange, for example, an orange tree, and which fruit takes a bro? Well, you know about that. Takes a long time for you to even see anything. Palm tree. Eh? What do you want to see before? Coconut. You planted coconut before? How do you know? You met a farmer. In agriculture. Ah. What did you get in the test? Before we believe you, the test, the agricultural test that you wrote that told you, what did you get in the test? You know, so, but you get what I mean? Different seeds take different time. So you plan. You plan. What kind of soil? Is it going to need a larger expanse of land? There are some plants you can literally grow at the back of your house. There are some you don't dare. You need plantations. You need acres. Or plots. So in the work of ministry, you plan. Jesus told the disciples, said, which one of you, if you want to build a house, would not first sit down and count the cost? And he was talking about discipleship. So you count the costs. Because following God costs something. Doing God's will and plan for your life. Not looking at every other person. Not looking at the environment. Not looking at what everyone is doing. My mate. It takes something from you. It costs. And you must not be half-baked. Are you listening to me? You must be ready for growth. He says, God gave the increase. You must not be comfortable where there is no increase. Whether in ministry or in the natural, you must not be comfortable where there is no increase. Increase is of God. I'll say it again. To increase, to grow, is of God. Plan to increase. Plan for growth. It's the sixth month of the year now. That means by next month, you are going to enter into the second half of the year. So your happy new year has expired already. It's still happy, but it's not new. Amen? I said it's still happy, but it's no longer new. Just a happy year. Happy half year. Everything you say you were going to do. The strides you say you were going to make for Jesus. The lives you said you were going to touch. The songs you said you were going to write. The places you said you were going to preach at. The people you said, nah, they must serve God with you this year. The communities you said you were going to create. It's 6 months. It's no longer new. And you must not be comfortable where there's no increase. You must plan for it. You must seek for it. You must go for it. Are you listening to me? You must be goal-oriented. Your business, be goal-oriented. Your career, be goal-oriented. Don't say, just give my salary, let me go. Nah, what do you mean by just give my salary? What are you going to do to get better? What courses are you going to take? What certifications? Your business, you sell children's wares. Is there anyone like that? So, say, yeah. This person, you sell children's wear. Okay. Ah, I saw your hand, I say, who is buying children's wear from you? If I see you in the show where you sell children's wear, I will not buy. Children's wear, oh. Asa, you see your face? The children will run. I say, who's that? Is that brother? Yeah. Oh, your bro David, lie. For children where you need someone like bro F.O. You think I forget? I actually said this so I can remember next week. Today is not the day for it. Amen. Forget that joke. You need people like my sister. Oye, yeah. Statoyo. All of them on that road, except Broiwai. To sell children. So again, if you sell children, don't just say,
Well, put shoes, put school bags. Don't, I'm just comfortable. I'm, as I'm selling, you know, I don't want anything to touch my business. Be innovative. Plan for growth. I'm still going to ministry. In your family, be growth oriented. How much was our total income as a family last year? When you have that, what can we do to get better? Money is not the only growth, right? How fast do we reconcile now? When we quarrel, it means you're growing. When I see older couples, people have been married for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, I smile. The first thing that comes to my head most times is, how many times have they forgiven one another? Probably thousands. Amen. How many times have they forgiven one another? I was talking to an older woman the other day, and she was talking about the husband. She said, that one, don't mind him. He has not changed. I said, since when? She said, since 68. what do you mean by 68? Like 68 years when he collects his days. 1968? Cannot change you. I knew him in primary school. So they didn't get married in 68. She met him in primary school in 1968. Where were you in 1968? I asked Brother David the other day, he said it was with God. I said, are you sure? Because you don't look like you were coming from him. Just kidding. You know, so 68. And how many times have you forgiven each other? So as a family, you plan for that kind of growth. It's not you are quarreling every time. Quarrel. Amen. Fight does not translate to wealth. It just gives you a name. Fighter. Portable. Hallelujah. Be growth oriented. What can I do to grow? What can I do to get better? Every day you wake up, how can I be better today than yesterday? In your ministry, be growth oriented. Are you listening to me? Be growth oriented. Think growth. God gives increase. That's what he does. There's a whole lot more God wants to do. But it must be on your mind. Am I growing? Last week we looked at the book of Acts. Remember? Huh? How Jesus planned their growth. You'll be my witnesses from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the uttermost part of the earth. We saw how they were growing, right? In Acts 2, Jerusalem. You men of Jerusalem and Judea. Fine. Then we, by chapter 6, 7, 8, we already seen Philip. By 6, chapter 6, the numbers of disciples were already more multiplied. So much that they had to be saying, delegate men of you, 7 out of you, for the sharing of bread, right? The apostles could no longer be sharing bread. Amen. So that means, as a church, listen to me, if we still have the same number of leaders, same number of pastors, the same number, we're not growing. That's the truth. We are not growing. Because growth brings ministry gifts. The more you grow, the more ministry gifts. That's what we see in Acts 6. By Acts 8, Philip was already in Samaria. You see? So we could see that by the time we get to Acts 26, they are taking over territories. We look at that when we were Antioch, Cyprus, a lot of places. We are growing in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's God's plan. Growth is God's idea. We said last week, Psalm 2, verse 8. He said, ask of me and I'll give you the nations as an inheritance, the people of the earth as your possession. Growth is God's will. Ask, is my fellowship growing? Are we reaching out to new houses, new compounds, new towns, new cities? Are you listening to me? If you have been in that same venue
for 1 year. I'm not even saying two. Two is 1 year. You're using the sitting room. You're using someone's corridor. You should have grown it. Why are you comfortable? Why are you so comfortable there? God gave the increase. That means if I trust God and walk hand in hand with Him, I'll see increase. That's so revealing and comforting, by the way, that God gives increase. He gives increase in my work. He gives increase to my ministry. He gives increase to my family. He gives increase. New territories. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That's why. You see, be specific. What are you doing exactly? What are you doing for God? Look up. Be what? Specific. You know, life is about specificity. You have a name. When they ask what's your name, you don't say anyone. You have a name. Where do you stay? You don't say in the world. I stay at Ori Sumbari complex. You hear some street names and there you already know. No go area. Amen. I stay at 41 Lori bus stop. Say, I'm not following. Say anybody. Who are specific. You stay somewhere. When you're filling the form and they ask address, you don't say in the world, on the planet. You've got an address. Where do you work? Nigeria. Where do you work? You've got a company, right? And in the company, when they say, what are you doing? He says, I work here. You work here as what? Are you a patient? Patients are not working here, right? So I work here. Your boss saying, what department? I work here. Don't disturb me. I want to be relaxed. You'll be relaxed for a long time. Hallelujah. Life's about specificity. Ask yourself. You can't just say, I'm a ministry. I'm a minister of the gospel. Doing what? Ask yourself, what am I doing? What am I doing in ministry? What a question. I'm asking myself too. What a question, really. What am I doing? Am I wasting my time? Must be clear where you're going. Growth does not come by wishing. I said that last week, right? You don't wish on growth. Whatever is successful, you don't wish on it. You work for it. You work for it. You saw someone in a graduation gown. Maybe graduating from a tertiary institution. Anyone. Say, I just want to wear the gown. The issue is not the gown. You can rent the gown. You can buy it and go for photo shoots. Abi Bropam. Amen? Don't say Bropam, Abi. No. It's the first example that came to my head. You can go and rent it. And go and shoot. Now we're gone. I mean, in this country now, we have to be very specific. Shoot, like camera shoot. Hallelujah. But that doesn't mean you have achieved what that person has achieved. You don't just even get admissions to university and say, 5-year course, thank you Lord. And then come back after 5 years to wear a gown. No. Did you pass the course? Did you show up in class? You don't wish on growth. You work for it. You work for it. And God gives the increase to your work. Right? Paul says, He gives the increase to who labors. That's 1 Corinthians 3. He calls laborers. God gives increase to labor. You work for it. I say you work for it. You're not lazy. Isaiah 54. seek what God commands. Learn something? All right. Verse 2 and 3. We're going to read it together. Read it very loud. Are you ready? Isaiah 54, verse 2 and 3. One to go. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Spare not. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will break forth on the right hand and on the left. And your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities. Can we say amen? I mean, the desolate cities shall be inhabited. Amen. The wastelands shall be fruitful. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Places, people, where they have been called ruined. They have been called gone. They say, this zone, this place is gone. This kind of community. We receive it for Jesus.
Amen.
But what did God say? Enlarge your tent. Enlarge your tent. Say, lengthen the cords. Because you're about to break forth to the right and to the left. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, the desolate lands will be inhabited. I love that. From the wastelands up. I say up. I say we're going up. From the wastelands up. Glorious realms in the name of the Lord Jesus. Former realms in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are instructed to spread. To young, old, male, female. There's no one. You know, we said the seed, when God said, be fruitful and multiply. He said the seed is what? The word and men. The word in the lives of men. You can't just say, I'm growing in the word. Are you also helping others to do the same? Listen, men, sisters, brothers, it's not complicated. It's not, I've told you before, it's not you carry a microphone. Say, yes, you be all right, at 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. That's good. I believe at one point in your life or the other, you should just do it. That if you're not in communities where they can get you arrested for it. I mean, just have that feeling. A lot of Gen Z's don't know a lot of things. We Gen Z's, right? But there are quite a lot of things that you did not experience. When I started realizing that some of you already had phones as early as primary something of GSS1, I knew, I'm dealing with a different set of people. Amen. I mean, who has phones in SS2? You don't even have phones. It's like SS3. Even your mom was just getting phone. You know? How much more you? And then your mom's phone, you steal it to play snake. You know? But some of you already had browsing phones. You're already on TikTok at GSS3. How do we now say you should take megaphone now and go to the street? But do it. Preach on the bus. Are you listening to me? Preach on the train. I've said I want to preach on the ship, on the cargo. I will. That's the only one left. Do it. Do it. Stretch yourself. We are in the season of growth, and it will not elude you.
Amen.
We're in a season of growth. God is stretching people, and He's making them what He speaks about, and you will not be left out in Jesus' name. In families, in groups. Form groups. Form communities that want to grow. See, in life, you're always in one community or the other. Even if it's two people. It's a community. It's a group. Form groups that want to grow. Let me say this. In ministry or in other spheres, there are limits to what you can do alone. You are only sufficient by association. The other day I was talking to one of my friends, and he said something. It was a very nice idea, a business idea, right? And I just said, "Ooh, I think about money a lot and about businesses a lot. Some I execute, some I don't. Some I just put in the folders." And I said, "How come I've never thought about it? It's so simple, yet so effective and so practical. One of the most pragmatic things you can ever do, and you're very risk averse, almost risk free. There's nothing risk free, but almost." I said, "How come I've not thought about it before?" And he just said to me that, you're not sufficient on your own. You want to serve God more, better. Get people who are doing the same. You want to pray more? Get people who pray. Be friends with them. Say, will it not be boring? What do you want? You want to pray. The issue is some of us are not sold out to Jesus yet. We sing the songs. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. If someone died for you, the least you can do is to live for him. The least is to say, "I surrender. Take my life. I want to live for you. I want to serve you." That's the least you can do. Get communities. Get friends that want to do the same. Some of you have friends in church. The only thing you do after service is buy zobo together. A meat pie. Fish pie. You talk about Chelsea. The season has not started. I will bash Chelsea now. When the season starts, I think it's Man U that will do this year, Bray Wyatt. We will not talk ill about them. But you see Chelsea, they will collect this year. I've collected a cup already. Collect. I will bash. I'm not ready yet. I'm still drunk, but not drunk with wine. Amen. We're drunk with the EPR. Where are we, champions? Get people that you're going to the same place. Imagine if you're going to Sokoto and you're talking with people who are going to, you're in Badagry and you're talking to people who are going to Seme. Your journey is far. They are going 30 minutes max, 1 hour. Then you're shaking hands. Big boy. Raining seas. Fresh. You're talking to them. They are going to Seme. Get yourself people who are going to Sokoto. The journey is long. Five people want to pray. It might not even be two. It might not be three. Maybe you are shy. Let's say, I assume you are shy. One person. Can we be praying together? We'll meet in church. Or we'll meet somewhere, or you're in the same camp, or you're on the same campus. Let's meet. We'll meet at if you're in OE, Motion Ground. If you're in Unilag, where do people pray in Unilag? Chapel. That's small chapel. That's why they don't pray very well in that school. It's changing in Jesus' name. Yeah. The chapel is and it's not always full. Is it full now? Because I remember when I in my year one, when I was at Akoka, I visited chapel every day. Sometimes just to sit down. I prefer chapel to my hostel. I was like, "I'll stay in chapel. When I'm ready, I'll go back." Pray together. I'm not saying don't discuss sports. I'm not saying don't discuss lovely stuff. You know, good things. I'm saying, in all your doing, get growth. Be growing too. Everything cannot be hairstyle. Everything cannot be the reigning shoe. Everything cannot be Chelsea. Arsenal. Get praying. Get growing. Are you listening to me? Get yourself people who are ambitious about their businesses. How is your business going? How are you doing academically? How are you doing? You're working, if you're working with someone whose ambition is just to finish, whether it's third pass, I mean, is that there's first class, there's second class upper, there's second class lower, then there's what? Third class, then there's pass. How does someone finish with pass? Because you are going with people that want to finish with pass. There's nothing. Or you're going with people that want to finish with third class. So you aim for the for the moon, you drop among the stars. Why not work with someone that was already on distinction? I'll be shy. He'll be showing me his result. That's the point. You got 2/50. See someone that got 42. And determine that the 4 must appear before your own too the next time. Shy, 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 shy. Now you're in the pit. You're in the mud. Are you listening to me? No, I can't do it on my own. What I'll just do is, I'm determined to pray. Okay? Determined to pray. You said you are going to pray throughout the night. The next thing you heard is, wow, Akuba. 4:30. See? What's that? Rakababa, God, go and sleep. Rakababa. Lord, Sunjo. You've already slept all night. You want to wake everybody else. Why sleep you? Hallelujah. If you don't have friends, you can say, pray for me. Maybe something is wrong. If you have friends that when you say, I need your prayers, the first emoji is laughter with cry. You are in soup. I'm just letting you know now, for free counseling. You are in what? Soup. What do you mean? Pray again, meaning. What do you mean? I said, pray for me. Say, what do I mean? Hallelujah. Get yourself communities of people who want to also increase. I'm on the increase. I said I'm on the increase. Because God gives the increase. You have been on the same spot for 6 years. For 6 years. Are you growing? When you're growing, instructions and clarity, they are tools. They are not burdens. That's how you know you're growing. By God's grace, I employ a few people. And at least over the years, I've employed tens. And I tell you, the one thing I have observed is the ones who want to grow. And one of the things you first notice in people that grow is that they yearn for your instructions. I mean, yearn. They are the ones that want it. I mean, you know, it's something else if you have been instructed and just take it. I've seen people over the years that literally knock on your door every time and say, is there anything you would like me to do this week? And I'm wondering, this one is different from this one. And there are people who are, you've given them something and they're still dodging you. They see you coming like this, they run inside the common room. That's how you know you're not growing. When you're growing, you say, Pastor, my boss is not like you. That instruction, every instruction baptized me. How do you know you're growing? Instruction become tools, not burden. Are you listening to me? Yes, sir. You have been in the same place for 4 years, for 6 years. Let me ask you, when will you become a cell leader? Yeah, you. Pastor, are you talking to me? Yes, you. So, people, they used to call people. That's MTN now. Maybe it's God I used to call. When will he call you? Oh, yeah. Is it that God does not have your number? Or they misplaced your registration number in the book of life? When will you become someone else's cell leader? Is it the way they are still chasing you like this? The proof of growth is that you're also now responsible for another person's life. God cannot trust you to take care of another person. It shows you growing. God can trust you and say, I have someone in that city. You know, God told Paul, he said, don't worry, go into that city. I have many people there. We read last week now, right? We read last week. He said, not a few. I have many people there. Are you part of the many God is counting in Lagos? I've got people there. Are you on the increase? When will you become a cell leader? You that you're a cell leader, when will you start pastoring? When? It's not on me. Oh. I'm not stopping anybody's growth. And Rojuni. That's something I would say, don't bother. Just keep it. Keep one line. It's not magical. When you're growing, growth is heavy. It's tangible. Hallelujah. Again, God is telling you, enlarge the place of your tent. Isaiah 54 verse 2. Stretch forth the curtains. Don't spare it. Don't spare yourself growth. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. You must grow. You're just getting fresh. Yeah. We like your hair. We like your dress. We like your nails. We like your jersey. Yeah, we like the way you talk. Yes, we like the way you dance. We like the way you... Yes. But when are you going to grow spiritually? You know, Luke chapter 2 verse 52. It says, and the child Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature. That means you are not just expected to grow in stature. Stature, that means you're growing your career. You're growing in, you know, you're fresh. You understand? I have seen some of you very fresh. Oh. And people look at your skin like milk. Or people like me, skin like tea. This cannot be milk. If your milk is this color, you're in trouble. Skin like whatever. Yeah, we see God's hand on your life. But we've not seen it in growth. We've not seen it in growth. We've not seen it in your prayer. We've not seen it in the men you're discipling. When will you become a cell leader? Go here now. Answer the question. Ask yourself. Put it in that note. Write the date. Pastor asked me, when will God start using me for other people? And pastor said, it's not in his own hands. Oh yeah, call it. It's not in my hand. It's in your hand. And God, he gives the increase. Amen. Do you want the increase? In 2 Peter 3, verse 18, it says, grow in grace. We treated this growing grace for over a year. If you were there, you were there. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Grow in grace. Grow in teaching. Grow in prayer. Grow in grace. Grow in your conduct. There are some things you have outgrown. They had unit meeting. They called you out and said, Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you're angry? You have outgrown that one now. Baby stuff. Yeah, something. This person is doing this and he's acting like this. And say, should have outgrown this. Maybe for some of you, my estimate of you is, yeah. Because I expect that God's word, the amount of God's word you are listening to, Chineke. The amount of God's word you are listening to. Why is he not bearing fruit? Let the seed bring forth fruit. He has called you to bear fruit. And you will. Amen. I say you will. Amen. Challenge yourself. It's time to shake off mediocrity. If you are truly friends, you inspire each other to pray. If you are truly friends, you inspire each other to, you will see some things about each other and say, sis, you are more than that. Amen. Let's say you are my friend now. Let me use you. Let's say you are my friend now. Then I see you one boy. One kind of boy. Don't look at her and say, ow. I'll break his head. Just kidding. Not kidding. Okay. Let's say you are my friend. We in church, the same church. I see one brother, not brother. You know, brother is different. Brother said, we'll start having conversations. What's going on? Hope everything is plain like the gospel. No shadows. I'm seeing that brother and say, as he's walking with you, he's rolling slips. You understand? PSG has now. See, I bet on Chelsea to be second. Like your enemy is a failure, right? Amen. Oh, you saw him with sleep. He said, man's just taking two cups, one more to go. Amen. We sleep. Hallelujah. That's Brosheyi. It's Brosheyi that said that one. Brosheyi. He doesn't even sleep. Oh. that brother. I shall say, where did he get the money to my car? I'm just kidding. I don't mean to embarrass you. He's my friend. He's my guy. Don't worry. You understand. But do you understand? If you understand God's word, why are you with that bro? Why are you with that sis? It's not even a sis. No, there's brother. There's bro. Is bra? Let's say bra. Bra. Run from bra. Bra pam. Why are you with a bra? Not brother. If I'm your friend, I won't just take my eyes off it. No, I'll ask you, what's going on? Are we sure we're fine? Alpha, you didn't come with any disciple. Me safe, I'm not happy myself. I came with two. That's what friendship in God's kingdom looks like. You don't hide truth from yourselves. You don't say, I'm minding my own business. No, that's not what God's word teaches. As you're visiting each other, as you're getting your bond, the natural is getting stronger, it must translate to your spiritual virtues. That means we are praying more. That means when last did your friend tell you, I have a word of knowledge for you. I have a word of wisdom for you. I have a prophecy. Or it's only when we have Holy Ghost meetings. I've said it before. It's not strange among believers to say, I had a vision. Two weeks ago, as I was teaching, I had a vision about something. And immediately we're done with service, one of you came to me and said, Pastor, while you were teaching, I had a vision. And he mentioned, I said, don't complete it. And I completed it for her. I said, yes. She said, yes, 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 that's it. And she showed me in a note. The same vision. That's not strange to believers. Are you listening to me? Pastor, who is the person? I beg, I'm going to be a friend. You will see visions. Amen. You walk miracles. Amen. You will be solid in your faith. Amen. Through you, God will win more souls. Amen. He will raise more men. Amen. He will strengthen more people. Amen. No, he told Peter, I said, when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. When you are converted, Satan desires to sift you like wheat, but I've prayed for you. And when you are converted, that means there are people God expects that you are the one that will strengthen others. But you must increase. You must stop playing mediocrity. Mediocrity with the world. Anyhow, you must do it. soak yourself in the word. I love the way Pastor Chris said this some years ago. He said, soak yourself in the word. If it's to immerse yourself in the word all week, do it. If it's to lock yourself up, I don't know where that culture has gone. When you just lock yourself up and you listen to teaching and you're just writing and praying and writing and praying and writing and praying. One young man like myself, messaged me some years ago, that was like 2 years ago, last year, said, I want to have a prayer retreat. And so I said, you're going to ensure you lock yourself in and all that. Because it showed seriousness. And by the time I asked the report of prayer, I said, were you eating during, I knew I was eating. I was not there. It's in Kaduna. I said, were you eating? Do you a one day retreat? He said, small bread, sir. He said, small bread. He said, small bread, sir. He said, no, I told you. Too fast. Growth does not come easy. I've said it before. You don't wish on it. He said, if wishes were horses, even beggars will ride. There's nobody that cannot wish. It's the easiest thing on earth. How many times have you wished that you're a billionaire? How many times? Me, many times. I was on campus. Wish poor. If I can just, a miracle in my wardrobe. I just, not even plenty of money. So, those years, sometimes not just 100K. 100K, God, you have sorted it. Thank God, say God, no answer that prayer. 100K, I say forever, don't answer any prayer again. it's on God that was praying that prayer. 100K, no. But it doesn't come by wishing. He saw a billionaire riding bicycle. He said, what has he done? What has he done? Okay. You. The things you have done. Growth doesn't come easy. There is nothing desirable that comes by wishes. Almost a perfect irony. There is nothing desirable that others will see and they will say, I want God to do this for me. That comes by just wishing. You work for it. You labor for it. What you call grace of God. God bestows grace on labor. Paul tell you, yet not I. He said, I labor more than all of them put together. Do you know that kind of boasting? Paul, he's saying, you see Peter, James, John. He said, all of the 12, including one that just entered the room, Matthias. See, all of them, he said, I labored more than all of them put together. You now quickly put humility cover. Yet not I, but the grace of God upon me. But you see, that grace was on the labor. He gives the increase, but Paul says to where? To what? To labor. Labor means you do the extra. You do the extra. I know there are disciples that are your beck and call. You see, the one that's not your beck and call, that's the extra. You do the extra. The one that's proving stubborn, that's the extra. You do the extra. You pray the extra. You teach the extra. Are you listening to me? Say, I do the extra. Say, I do the extra. It won't elude you. I say, growth won't elude you. So, we said something the other time. Let's ask ourselves, what am I doing? We said, life is about what? Specificity, right? You've got to be specific. Your name is not anybody. You don't live in the world. You live somewhere, right? You walk somewhere. You don't walk everywhere. When you say, I'm a ministry. I'm a minister of the gospel. What are you doing in ministry? That ministry that you're in, what are you doing exactly there? Where's the fruit? Because if he says bring forth fruit, he meant what he said. And he gives the increase. He's talking to us tonight because he gives the increase. And we will walk in his increase. Our tents are enlarged in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are stretched on all sides to do God's work and to do his will. God is speaking to you on the things that you need to work on. Play for me as I close. There are things to do. There is more to say. There is more to say. Let me give you a gist. 2020, we had a series. 2020 was COVID. No, 2019. I've forgotten the series. I enjoyed myself. You don't know when people are teaching you, sometimes you can enjoy yourself. Especially when you worked a lot, reading and going back and forth. And when I was done, the last day we were having that, I forgot in the particular series. I'll get it before Sunday. So the last day I was taking that series, it was a teaching meeting. I said in my heart, I said, I was standing on this spot. Yeah. I said, like this. This is work. This is research. This is study. In my heart, I didn't say it to you. I was done. I took my Bible. I was glad. And God told me, say, I heard it in my native language. Kilonjile. If I put it in English, I say, what's wrong with this one? What's doing this one? It doesn't qualify it. It was almost, what have you done? And immediately I was humbled. That was the last time in my life till now. I don't know if I will do tomorrow. I'm mortal. Till now, that we feel I've done a teaching. If you like, you are the one that can say, ah, that teaching. Because that was so instructive. And I said, you've done nothing. There is more to say. There is more to do. There is more to hear. There is more to heal. There is more. Don't get comfortable where you are. Don't get comfortable there. You know, Shadu and Shamini. Don't get comfortable. Don't get complacent. Don't say, this is where, maybe this is where me I'm reaching. This is the limit. This is the ceiling. No. He brings increase to you. The work of your hands are increasing. As you labor in prayer, you begin to see it come to pass. God's increase, God's kind of grace, God's kind of workings, God's kind of miracles, God's kind of teachings, God's kind of ease begins to come your way. He brings the increase. There is more to see. There is more to see. What have you seen? Music team, you've not sang anything yet. Oh, there is more. Oh, there is more. Oh, there is more. There's room for growth. You see, everything God said to you will come to pass. Yeah, nothing will take it away from you. And you know what? You will do it with joy. No, because oftentimes when people think of ministry, they think about maybe a secluded life where, you know, I'm just enduring sacrificial. No! You can serve God enjoying all your life. And it's, you know, it's so easy for you. You think Paul thought that was sacrifice? The man was enjoying it. You know, it's not sacrifice if they beat you in a city and you go to the next one to preach. It's not sacrifice. Is living in God's will. And when you live in God's will, it's easy. And that's why you say, what's making him do it? Because it's not in our suffering. Of course, yes, he said something that in suffering and in ease. Amen. I'm going to teach that sometime later. We were talking about the duality of ministry. I think I thought that before, probably in the workers' meeting. But I'm going to share that again. It should be easy for you. And he said, we are in the season of growth and growing, and it will not elude you. You find it easy to do God's will. You will also raise other people who will do God's will. By his outstretched hand, he will pull you away from mediocrity. He will pull you away from excuses. He will pull you away from laziness. Henceforth, the grace of God upon your life is increased to do his will and to do his plan, to walk in his purpose all the days of your life. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Here I am in Christian.